Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Micheál Martin is going to be elected Taoiseach today. He'll leave Dáil Éireann. He'll go to the Áras. He'll get a seal of office. He'll then go back to Leinster House. He'll tell the TDs who's in, who's out, where are the promotions and the demotions. That's all going to happen much later on this afternoon. And then, after that long day, they've 2 weeks off. Because the Dáil won't sit again until the 5th of February. And it seems to be that the government wants the break to allow the new ministers become acquainted with their new briefs, with their new portfolios in whatever department they're in. And as you can probably imagine, some opposition TDs, many in Sinn Féin and the Soc Dems, not happy about this. But I want to know, do you think this break is warranted? Former Thánaiste and Labour leader Joan Burton is with me on the line today. Joan, is the break required?
Well, the break isn't, in my view, technically required. And I think a lot of people who wouldn't be watching the Dáil every minute of every day that it's on would be rather upset to hear about an extra week off. Now, it is possible to do if they've already decided and put this through and they're not prepared, if you like, to go back on it, is that you can add an extra week to this term coming up to Easter, not necessarily around St. Patrick's Day, because there's a lot of important international work done for Ireland by people going here and there. And it also can be added on to the weeks at the end of the summer. And in fact, so that the Dáil is not, if you like, shortchanging citizens who understandably expect the different parties and members of the Dáil to behave in a reasonable way.
It's like primary school, Joan.
In a reasonable way.
It's like primary school. The teachers, the principals can make it up at the end.
Well, it's a bit, absolutely, yeah. That's the first thing. And I think the thing that everybody should be clear on is that that time will be made up and should be made up. Because after all, we do it in lots of different ways in different situations. And you've cited a very good example there of the schools.
The behaviour going on in the Dáil in the past hour today,
well,
you could probably equate it to what happens in the playground as well. So,
there's a fair few teachers in the Dáil. In fact, at a certain stage in the last Dáil, that was a subject. Now, maybe they've just all learned to flex their elbows and they're being very, very tough. But at the end of the day, we need, in terms both of events in Ireland, particularly our health services, our education services and so on, we need to get them up and running again. If new ministers need to sit down and read the briefs, I can understand and appreciate that, but it doesn't take forever.
Well, I just want to ask you about this, because when you cast your mind back to your very early days in Leinster House as a Labour Party TD, and you got the knock on the door and the call up to say, Joan, you've been made Minister of State. Was it Foreign Affairs, the department you went into first?
I was Minister for Overseas Development.
Yeah. And would it take two weeks, Joan, to get on top of that?
I don't think so, because you're going to have to actually go out and in the department do the job. You basically learn the job by doing the job. Obviously, you're going to be briefed by senior civil servants. The secretary of the department will understandably want to talk with you and spend time with you and tell you about the current priorities of the department and how they see things panning out. You may also have international commitments where you've to go to Europe and so on and represent Ireland in terms of the portfolio you hold. So there is a learning curve, but that learning curve shouldn't take forever. And basically what we're seeing today is a lot of argy-bargy. And it would seem to me that there are people there who seem to be enjoying the argy-bargy. But I honestly don't think that the audience is. And I really think there should be a bit of cop on, calm down, get the thing moving and get the job done today.
Will you stay with us, Joan, for a few moments? Because I have a couple of listeners and callers who've been getting in touch about this. This text, though, in from one listener who wants to make the point, Andrea, TDs are never on holidays. They work virtually 24/7, 365 days of the year. People think that they own their public representatives. They're contactable 24 hours as well. They get calls at all hours, including Christmas Day. The Dáil isn't sitting, but the majority of the government work is done at cross-party committees. That's how work gets done. The Dáil is a talking shop at best. But the work goes on, says this listener. Martin, do you think this break, if you don't want to call it, well, whatever you want to call it, this 2 weeks off, Dáil suspended till the 5th of February, warranted?
Hello, Andrea, and Happy New Year to you. And hello to Joan as well. I know it looks a bit unusual that Dáil was dissolved at the beginning of November. There was an election at the end of November. It came back for one day on the 18th of December, and then you had the Christmas break and the government formation talks, and now they're forming a government today, the 22nd of January, and then there's going to be another two-week break. I suppose that when the Dáil is dissolved, any a legislation that's going through the Oireachtas falls, so they're starting from scratch again in terms of bringing in legislation.
Do you think this is needed then, Martin? You can see why.
Well, I can see the point of it in terms of giving the ministers a chance to brief themselves before they're put on the firing line in the Dáil answering questions. And I imagine that once the government is set up, that the process of electing the Dáil committees and getting the chairs of those appointed, that they will be that's work that will be in progress as well. But I think Joan made a very good point that, you know, if there is time needed now to get things up and running at the start of the Dáil term, that they could sit longer,
make it up at the
either
end,
either at Easter, yeah, or take okay. it, or not, or have a later recess in the summer to make up some of the
okay.
time.
Well, what about you, Andrew? Do you think they're right to allow the new ministers become frequented with their new brief?
Good afternoon, Andrea, Joan, and Martin. Yeah, look, I would agree. I would echo with what's been said already. I think, you know, but as Joan has said, it's providing the time is made up. I don't see an issue with it. As Martin has said, and as the other texter said, it's not as if the politicians aren't working in the meantime. They most certainly are. And it is a pretty hard job, in my opinion. It's 24/7, as the texter has said. There's always something to be done. They're out working a lot at night time, going to this, that and the other. They have to do these things and represent, if they're in government, represent the country. The other thing I would say is this. If you look across at the US and see what's going on there now and the carnage, the chaos that Mr. Trump, President Trump, is unleashing and about to unleash, I think our politicians look pretty good in comparison. Mm. And I was watching them on Katie Hannon up front the other night. Mm. And I have to say the panel all came across extremely well, extremely articulate, and above all, very balanced. And what we need right now in this world is calm heads and cool minds, and we're not seeing that in some quarters, and that does worry me greatly.
So you can understand why there is a need, Andrew, to be on top of the brief, understand it, understand what's required, the next set of legislation yes. that's sitting maybe, you know, ready to be signed to statute books. You get why this is happening. There's no issue with it.
I do, yeah. I don't see, I think too much has been made of it, quite frankly.
Mm, okay. Yeah, it's interesting, Joan, because I don't want to, you know, necessarily pick on any particular politicians, but we've heard a lot of speculation, we'll say, about the Fine Gael TD, Jennifer Carl McNeill, that, you know, she's likely to be promoted to the Department of Health as Health Minister, and, you know, that sort of speculation that's been widely chatted about for the past couple of weeks. So if you come from, we'll say, a legal background and you're trying to, you know, get on top of what goes on in the Department of Health, I would have thought that the Secretary General in the Department of Health, the other civil servants, not the politicians, but those that are working in the department, surely they sort of hold your hand a little bit for the first couple of months in this.
Well, they actually do, because first of all, most politicians in the Dáil haven't actually worked in a government department. In my own case, when I was about 17 or 18, I worked in the GPO, which was then part of the Department of Posts and Telegraphs, as it was called. And that was my first introduction to the mystery of files and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, I left it very quickly. I went off and became an accountant and only came back then, if you like, to public service politics much later on in my life after I'd lived abroad and worked in Africa and so on. So I do think that most people who are in the Dáil have quite a lot of both personal experience in terms of their life and in terms of their employment and education in previous times. And what is really needed now is that hopefully Verona Murphy, as the first woman, Ciaran Comhairle, is in a position, as it were, to calm nerves. I think some people have let it run away with themselves. Now, part of that is due to the tension inevitably generated by trying to negotiate deals, and the deals then working out, but not to everybody's agreement. And the people who probably in the different groups who don't like the deals, where they're, if you like, a rolling part of the government, some of them may well be particularly angry because their, if you like, favourite thing isn't included. I think there was a lot of concern by some people as well around Michael Lowry being the kind of kingmaker in terms of the groups who were negotiating, some of the groups who were negotiating with the government.
But we've all that done, though.
There's been a lot of stuff. But at this stage, I think citizens take priority, and the Dáil just needs to get down to business and start working again.
Pat in Cork has got in touch on WhatsApp. He says that's the reason why this country is in a mess, because there's too many teachers in the Dáil, says Pat. What do they know about business, working long hours, days, life experience? Pat says there should be no teachers in the Dáil. Now, I don't think that's fair at all, Pat, to be fair. Listener says more time off is an absolute outrage. Are the kidding? Get the feck into Leinster House, the lot of them, and get familiar with your new portfolios and posts. Bab says the breaks with the government far too long, Andrea, it has to stop. They should get the same as the ordinary worker and no more. I suppose, look, Joan, maybe just finally on this for the moment. You know, like I have to say, the text line's very split about this today. As you heard, Martin and Andrew, no issue with it. Other people here on WhatsApp do. But like, optics are something that can't really be, you know, not taken into account either.
And I think that is what has people upset. I mean, anybody who becomes a minister today and who has that privilege, and it's a very, very big privilege to become a minister, they have to take a lot of briefings in the next few days, hours and weeks. They have to meet senior civil servants in the department. They have to have a private secretary. They have advisors whom they will arrange employment for. That's been the pattern now for quite a long period, for a number of decades. So all of these things have to be done. So there is no doubt that anybody who's become a minister will have a very full diary once they have been to the ORIS and received their seals of office, which they will do later on tonight. Now, I just think it just takes a bit of sense to get people together and to have an agreement that we are going to do this, do it by this evening. There are commitments made to the ORIS for the Taoiseach going up there after he has been voted in. There are also commitments, obviously, to the ORIS in terms of the new government for later on tonight. And they have to meet those deadlines. I think it would be very, very wrong if they didn't. Mm. And it would send out a very bad message. Also, at the moment, we've had some extraordinary events happening in the States, and Ireland should be quite a beacon in relation to democracy and the behaviour of the Dáil. And maybe again, rather like teachers might say, you need to put your best foot forward and show your institution in the best way. And I do think that is what has to happen. Yeah. And I hope people just, I'd go for a walk, you know, around Merrion Square or Stephen's Green, cool off, have a cup of tea, and then just go in and do it.
Right. Humphreys and Cork, I completely disagree with your guests. Choose the ministers today. Get going. Reading briefs can be done concurrently with everyday political work. 2 weeks away, are you kidding me? Another listener, no, they shouldn't be taking a two-week break. Totally ridiculous. They took long enough forming a new government. The Dáil suspended twice today and talk of a two-week break. I won't read the latter end of that sentence. Our politicians have had more time off in the past 2 months, as this listener, than I get off in 2 years from my employer. It makes it even more depressing that it's the same politicians who, this listener thinks, failed to bring in promised paid sick days for the rest of us. Another listener, can ministers not learn on the job like the rest of us when we start a new position? They haven't sat since, well, the Dáil hasn't really sat properly since the 7th of November, which is, what, 11 weeks ago? When Simon Harris, then Taoiseach, called the general election. I think they were back on the 18th of December for 1 day. Business now due to get back underway on the 5th of February. So that'll be about a, that'll be what? The guts of 2 weeks again from this afternoon. Look, we'll keep you posted. Dáil currently suspended for a little break, due to come back. Then Micheál Martin, due to be elected. He'll then travel to Aras and Uachtaráin. Come back, tell the TDs who's in, who's out, who's getting the promotion, who's being demoted. So we'll keep you posted here on News Talk throughout the course of the afternoon, whenever it recommences in Leinster House. Joan Burton, Martin, Andrew, thanks a million for getting in touch. If you've thoughts on this 2 week, well, whether you want to call it a break or a holiday or time to become familiar with your brief, whatever name or title you want to put in it, 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.